For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Monday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I pray you're doing great and that you are partaking of, enjoying, loving our fall weather, getting out there, taking your walks, your brisk walks in the morning. I said on a recent broadcast, I've had three people write to me and say, are you enjoying Starbucks pumpkin spice lattes? Well, I can sip those, but I'll tell you the truth. I'm a bona fide black coffee drinker. End of it. So I start to taste those, and it's so syrupy sweet, I can, like, that's about it. I take about three sips. But I love the whipped cream on top. Aren't you glad you tuned in this morning to hear about my take on the pumpkin spice latte? But it's because you guys have asked, and I so love that when we get to communicate. So anyway, you enjoy yours, and I'll just keep drinking my black coffee. But I hope you're having a great start to October. Loving the fall. Isn't it gorgeous out? So also, I hope you're going to the website to register for our October 24th daytime retreat called At Home in His Presence. I'm taking you through 12 rooms. You ought to see my girls trying to set up these props, but they're doing a good job. 12 rooms to depict the Lord's Prayer. It's just going to be a great time. People from all over Southeast Louisiana come to this, and we'll get the Lord's Prayer in there, and we will reflect in each room what segment of the Lord's Prayer God is speaking to us. I want you to come. Just go to the website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com, and it's October the 24th. 9 to 2, daytime. Well, I'm continuing this week on this teaching called Radiant Living. It's fabulous, this Psalm 34. David saying, I sought the Lord. And the good news, he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. I gave you background on all this last week. You can go to the website, click the radio menu button and get that. They looked to him and were radiant. There's our word. And their faces were not ashamed. Commentators say he could have been reflecting on Moses. Pharaoh's breathing down his neck at the Red Sea. Moses looked to God. He was radiant. He wasn't ashamed by trusting God. Maybe it was Hannah, who was barren for a long time and kept looking to God, and she got pregnant. Maybe it was Stephen, as he's being stoned and persecuted for the gospel. He looked up and saw Jesus. His face was not ashamed, was it? It was beaming. Maybe David's reflecting on Jesus himself. His face remained radiant as he looked and saw us. And that's why he went to the cross. David said, this poor man cried out and the Lord heard him and saved him. Well, I started going through areas of why radiant living and the radiance leaves our faces, you know? And I found seven areas, seven lies, I think, that especially women fall for, that I want to get you out of that so you can look to Christ and be radiant. I'm going to pick these up. I promise I'll get through all seven this week. Join me tomorrow on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.